Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
If ever there was an Old Testament story that beautifully exemplifies the spirit of Jesus, this is it. Not only does it show a man's healthy choices and conduct, it also portrays the very spirit of Jesus Christ in a person who lived long before Jesus came to earth as the God-man. And further, this story is a strong statement. You and I can ask for a double portion of the nature and character of Christ if we surrender to God. First, I suggest take a look at our initial content that launched Scripture Dissection Materials. The episode is Tear Into It. That episode gives an understanding of how and why we introduce Scripture Dissection exercises periodically in our article rotation. So now, you can look up 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 23 in your Bible for a full story. But for today's purposes, here's a bullet backstory of developments in my words. Okay. Elisha continually gives secret military tactical information to Israel's king to protect Israel from Syria's attempted raids. Next. This critical information, today we would call it espionage, saves Israel numerous times. The next point. The Syrian king tries to figure out who in his ranks is a traitor giving information to the enemy. Next. Instead, he finds the leak is Elisha, who tells the king of Israel, "The words you speak in your bedroom." Verse 12. So, at night, the Syrian king goes after Elisha in force, horses, chariots, and men. He surrounds Dothan, where Elisha and his servant are staying. Next point. The next morning, Elisha's servant sees the forces surrounding the city. He panics and urgently reports to Elisha. Then, Elisha calmly asks God to open his servant's eyes to see the hills are full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Verse 17. Then Elisha prays, "Please make the enemy blind." God answers this prayer. Next point. Then Elisha leads the entire blind enemy right into the city of Israel's king, Samaria. Next point. Once all the enemy soldiers are surrounded in the city, Elisha asks God to open the enemy soldiers' eyes again. And then the final point. Unbelievably, Elisha then instructs Israel's king to feed them a great feast, verse 23, and then send them on their way, rather than killing them. Okay, let's tear into double portion. There are always four categories we explore in Scripture Dissection. 1. What does it say? 2. What does it mean? 3. Make it personal. 4. Make a commitment. We'll start with what does it say? Basically, this story says God is pretty amazing at espionage. He enlists his prophet, Elisha, and starts feeding critical military tactical information to him. After receiving, Elisha then informs the king in Samaria of the enemy's plans. Sounds like an efficient spy ring. Of course, the enemy king of Syria is pretty hot mad, and he starts to sniff out any traitors in his ranks. But all he finds is Elisha, a man committed to give messages from God to his people. And Elisha's not a spy. He's not a man of war, not even a military mind. Still, he's become a very effective informant. Once Syria's king figures out the snitch is the unexpected prophet Elisha, he sets a military trap to capture him. Surrounding Dothan, where Elisha and his servant are staying, Syria's troops get ready to move in for the kill. The formidable army is positioned at dawn, quiet, poised for the order to move in. Meanwhile, inside the city, Elisha's servant wakes up and looks out over the country from the city's wall. Suddenly, he panics. Soldiers, horses, armor, overwhelming strength all surround the city. And that all happened during the night. Impressive and ready for battle. And he knows the target is Elisha. Incidentally, that's bad news for him, since he's Elisha's main guy. Upon hearing his servant's terrified report, Elisha calmly asks God to open the servant's eyes to see an even more impressive military display. Apparently, God's invisible armies are in abundance, surrounding the entire geography. Fiery chariots, driven by horses, and I suppose angels, are all around to protect Elisha. So this unseen force is also there to protect the servant, too. Truly, this invisible force is even more formidable than the incredible armies in The Lord of the Rings. Well, let's talk about the battle strategy from the unseen realm. After Elisha reveals to his servant God's own army is positioned and has the high ground, Elisha goes into battle strategy. What does he do first? He prays. That's right. Elisha prays. He asks God to close the human eyes of enemy soldiers. Then he stealthily leads the entire force into the city of Israel's king, Samaria, where they are surrounded. And what does he do next? Elisha prays again. He asks God to open the enemy soldiers' eyes to see their dilemma. The next strategy is incomprehensible. What does Elisha tell Israel's king to do? Give these enemy combatants a great feast, and then send them on their way unharmed. What? Okay, that was the section, what does it say? Now let's talk about what does it mean. First, I'd like to ask, are you aware God is really proficient at espionage? He knows everything, absolutely everything, especially about your enemy. And this great informant wants to give you everything you need for your daily living. Since he knows absolutely everything about you, God is ready to tell you secrets and dependable action steps to help you succeed in life. And finally, since God is good, you can trust him completely. Incidentally, he also wants a close relationship with you. Friends. John 15:15 says, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. So that scripture combines a number of ideas. First, Jesus knows everything, absolutely everything, about you, about your enemy. As master, he wants to pass pertinent information to you to help you live well. Number two, God is entirely good. This means you can trust him implicitly. Three, he sees you as his friend. Subsequently, you can come close to him by faith without fear or reservation. And number four, and this is the kicker, Jesus says, whatever information he learns from Father, he passes on to you. You get the inside heads up to beat your enemy. God has forces and resources in the invisible realm to help you as you trust and obey Him. Oh, and there's one more thing. This story beautifully showcases the love and power of God. Not only is Israel saved from their enemy, additionally, they are instructed in the coming Christ's compassion. Luke 6:27 says, "Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you." Now that's power. So it occurs to me, Elisha had asked Elijah for a double portion of his spirit before Elijah went to heaven, 2 Kings 2:9. And God granted this bold request. Conclusively, you and I can receive Christ's spirit and nature. God gives His power and friendship to those who live by faith, following Jesus' example in a double portion. Okay, the next section we always talk about is make it personal. It only makes sense to connect with God. Against your deceptive, full of tricks enemy, you need every bit of inside information and strategy possible. And kindly, God knows absolutely everything, and He wants to share the information, the strategy, and the power that you need to overcome your enemy. When was the last time you asked God for His impeccable espionage information? Have you recently approached God as your friend? Since He knows your circumstances and how to solve problems in your life, why not connect with Jesus? Consider the resources of the unseen realm instantly available for you. If God were to open your eyes right now, you'd be astounded at His provision. Interestingly, He wants to open your eyes. Conclusively, it's reasonable to fully trust Him and obey in every detail. God is for you. One more reality. God wants you to exercise a double portion of His nature in your humanness. Here are some examples of what you can do to exercise that double portion. Be kind to all people, particularly your enemies. Return good for evil. Then send people on their way having been blessed. Be filled with peace even during sufferings, knowing God is taking care of you. You know, it's possible Elisha may not have seen the fiery protection around him since he was operating by faith. He was just sure of God. This is something to consider. The same can be true for you. Double portion. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. John 20, verse 29. Okay, that's spending some time in make it personal. So now let's go on to the fourth section that we always do with scripture dissection. Make a commitment. And this includes the application thoughts and questions for today's content. I have some questions for you to consider. Number one, do you keep in mind that your Savior knows everything? 2. Have you accepted God is good? 3. When did you last remember Jesus is your dearest friend in all life scenarios? He wants to help you live well, no matter what you're going through. 4. Do you lean into God's knowledge and critical information about your enemy? 5. Why not claim the resources He's developed for you? 6. Have you asked for a double portion of what Christ wants to give you? And number 7. When have you returned good for evil and then let go of the attack against you, trusting God's ever-powerful, ever-present, exceptional espionage skills? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or use the online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.